This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that an NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed country. Addressing a rally in Jamui in Bihar, Modi said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. He said India has also become the fifth largest economy in the world. He said India also gives befitting reply to those who support and indulge in terror activities. Modi said those people can never do any good to the youth of Bihar who asked youth to register their land for recruitment in railways. Election Commission of India has termed the false claim of messages being circulated on social media platform WhatsApp that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at the designated voter facilitation centre. The commission has urged the people to beware and not pay attention to these misleading and fake messages. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Wednesday claimed that several Congress candidates left the electoral race because of BJP's popularity among people. Khandu emphasized that the people of the state have witnessed the development trajectory initiated by the BJP and asserted that only the Saffron Party could lead the state towards further growth. BJP never believed in money culture and had never allowed any Congress candidates to surrender in the elections. It is because they have realized that only the BJP can bring development in the state, said Khandu, while dismissing state Congress President Navam Tuki's allegations. Tuki had on Tuesday accused the ruling BJP of luring their candidates with money to secure victory in the assembly elections. In the run-up to ensuing general elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and 11th Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh, General Observer Sajjan R. on Wednesday conducted visits to vulnerable and critical polling stations on the Dirang Assembly constituency. He visited the Dirang headquarters east and west, Chug, Lish, Rama Camp, Sapar Camp, Sangti, Darbu, Dangsin polling booths to assess the availability of assured minimum facilities, booth arrangements, accessibility, route plan and things regarding adherence to electoral guidelines and procedures. The General Observer also interacted with the district election officials as well as voters to gain first-hand information of election preparedness and voter awareness. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has extended his sincere greetings to the people of the state on the eve of Mopin, the annual agro-based festival of the Galo community. He expressed hope that the festivity will promote peace and communal harmony among all tribes of the state. In his message, the governor said Mopin is one of the most popular festivals of Arunachal Pradesh, showcasing the vibrant cultural legacy of the state. Like numerous other native celebrations in Arunachal Pradesh, it has deep roots in agricultural traditions. Devoted to the goddess of prosperity, Mopin serves as a communal prayer for abundance and fruitful harvests. Legal aid clinic was launched at the Women Police Station, Alo, West Siang District on Wednesday in order to provide speedy, easy and accessible legal aid to the women, weaker sections of the society. It would also benefit the inmates and in cases related to missing children and offences against children. The legal aid clinic, set up by Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority in collaboration with District Legal Services Authority, was inaugurated by APSLSA Member Secretary Yomge Ado. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today took oath as Rajya Sabha MPs. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them. Sonia Gandhi has been elected from Rajasthan. 12 other newly elected Rajya Sabha members also took oath. They include R.P.N. Singh of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU and Ajay Makan of Congress. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.